Ever feel like you're just stuck on mute when it comes to things that really matter?
Oh, yeah.
Like when you're trying to navigate, a tricky situation, but all the traditional ways of communicating, like paperwork, scheduled meetings, they just aren't cutting it.
Yeah, you're right. It can feel like you're shouting into the void, can it?
Exactly. And sadly, that feeling, that frustration of not being heard, it's something many young people experience every day, especially those in foster care. Today, we're diving into how one company, SoundBranch, is changing that narrative by using a surprisingly simple tool, voice notes.
What I find so fascinating about SoundBranch is that they're revolutionizing social care by focusing on the power of voice, a tool that honestly we often take for granted. Imagine a young person, maybe they're feeling overwhelmed or just need to share something. They can instantly connect with their social worker. Just by recording a voice note, they can share their worries, their concerns, even just everyday experiences in real time.
Yeah, it's about bridging that gap, right?
That's it.
Between need and response.
Exactly.
Instead of waiting for like a scheduled meeting or trying to get someone on the phone, a young person can express what's happening right now in the moment.
Precisely. Think about the old way of doing things for a second, right?
Okay.
A young person's life, their experiences, their emotions, reduced to, well, a file in a cabinet,
Yeah.
every interaction documented, every meeting meticulously minuted. Often missing, though, those nuances of human emotion that you just can't capture on paper.
And then imagine, on top of that, having to repeat your story, your experiences, in meeting after meeting,
Right.
potentially reliving really difficult experiences each time.
It's a system that, while I think often well-intentioned, can be inefficient, impersonal, and unfortunately slow.
Yeah.
By the time someone can actually act, the situation, well, it might have completely escalated.
That's where I find SoundBranch's approach so intriguing. They're not just documenting. They're truly giving young people a voice, literally allowing them to express themselves authentically and instantly.
And think about the richness of information conveyed through a voice note, right? A teenager, they're trying to articulate what they're going through. Their tone of voice can reveal so much more than text ever could, wouldn't you say?
Oh, for sure.
Are they anxious? Are they scared? Are they actually doing okay? These are things that can be, well, easily missed in a written report.
Yeah, all those subtle cues that
Exactly.
just might not come across in a written report. You're right.
It allows social workers then to really understand the true urgency of a situation and tailor their responses in a way that is timely and personalized.
It's not just about making things like easier or more efficient for the young person, though.
Yay.
This technology, it could have huge benefits for social care teams as well.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, imagine no more hours spent transcribing notes.
I know, it's incredible, isn't it?
Instead, you have this easily accessible record of a person's experiences in their own words.
And think about the efficiency an organization it offers. These voice notes are searchable, they're shareable. It creates a more, I'd say, holistic and easily accessible view of the individual without the mountains of paperwork.
Without the paperwork.
Right. It allows social workers to focus on what truly matters, providing support.
This really does sound like we could be talking about a potential game changer in social care, especially for these young people who've, historically struggled to have their voices heard.
Without a doubt. But like with any, new technology, especially in this arena, I think it's crucial to address the potential challenges.
Especially when what we're talking about is something as sensitive as like people's personal stories and emotions.
Precisely. Data security and privacy are paramount here. We have to remember, SoundBranch is dealing with incredibly sensitive information.
Absolutely.
And it's reassuring to see that they've really made robust security measures a priority. We're talking about encryptions, secure storage, really strict access controls, like everything you would expect when handling this kind of confidential data.
Which is critical,
Absolutely.
especially in a field like social work where trust is, paramount. I
Yeah.
mean, these young people, they have to feel safe sharing their experiences, or
Absolutely.
else the whole system falls apart.
Right. It's not just about the, I guess, technical safeguards either, right? I mean, clear ethical guidelines are essential. How long are these recordings kept? Who has access to them? And under what circumstances?
Right.
These are all questions SoundBranch, and frankly, any organization working with this kind of sensitive data needs to address proactively.
It's interesting because it's almost like SoundBranch is prompting like a larger conversation here
Yes.
about technology and ethics and responsibility,
Yeah.
because the tech is racing ahead. But as that happens, we need to make sure our ethical frameworks are keeping pace.
I think you've hit the nail on the head there.
Yeah.
SoundBranch's approach, it really forces us to confront these really important questions about data privacy and responsible technology use in this new and evolving landscape.
Mm-hmm.
It's an ongoing discussion for sure, and I, for one, am very encouraged to see companies like SoundBranch taking such a proactive stance.
It really highlights that it's not just about like building the tool.
Exactly.
It's about using it thoughtfully and responsibly, especially when you're dealing with vulnerable populations.
Yeah, I think this, what you're getting at, this human-centered approach to technology is so refreshing. It shifts the focus from, you know, just managing cases, checking boxes, to truly empowering individuals.
Instead of young people just being like seen as a collection of data points on a spreadsheet somewhere.
Right.
This technology is helping them be seen and heard as, you know, as individuals with unique stories and unique needs.
It's about leveraging technology to amplify voices that really need to be heard rather than silencing them further.
So how does this innovation, this like move toward, you know, human-centered technology, how does this fit into, I guess, the bigger picture of social services and technology as a whole?
Oh, that's a great question. So I see this as part of a much, much larger movement. We're really, I think, moving away from those, you know, clunky, impersonal systems of the past and toward tools that are designed specifically to empower individuals. It's about giving people agency in their own care. You know what I mean?
Instead of just trying to manage them.
Exactly. And if this is done right, I really believe this approach has the potential to not just improve social care, but to, like, I don't know, completely revolutionize how we think about support in all its forms.
It really gets you thinking, doesn't it?
It does.
If something as like simple as a voice note can be this transformative for social care, I mean,
yeah.
Imagine the possibilities in other fields, you know?
Oh, absolutely. The need for like clear, compassionate communication, that's not limited to social work. That's right. Everywhere.
Yeah, it's universal. What comes to mind for you?
Well, take healthcare, for example. Imagine if you could use this in healthcare. You know, patient consultations, follow-up care, even like mental health support.
Instead of just like trying to remember everything from the doctor's appointment.
Exactly.
You could actually revisit the important points or even just their tone of voice when they're like, you know, giving advice anytime you need it.
Yeah, like a reassuring voice. Or think about a patient who's managing a chronic illness.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to just like send a quick voice note to their care team.
Yeah.
To tell them how they're really feeling, you know?
Yeah.
Conveying those nuances of pain or fatigue that are so hard to describe.
That's such a good point because you always feel like you're trying to remember.
Right.
And you're like, wait, was it a 6 out of 10 or a 7 out of 10?
Exactly.
And how am I really feeling today? It's hard to even gauge yourself sometimes, let alone communicate it to someone else.
And to remember to communicate it when you're actually with the doctor.
Exactly.
Like you get in there and you completely blank.
Yeah, you're like, oh, everything's fine.
Exactly.
I'm fine. I'm totally fine. So yeah, I mean, this could completely change the game for, you know, not just chronic illness management, but mental health support. You know? The possibilities really do feel kind of endless.
I think so. And it goes beyond healthcare as well. Yeah. I mean, think about education, elder care, really any field where feeling heard and understood is absolutely crucial.
It highlights how much we still like rely on these like really outdated forms of communication.
Yeah.
Even when we have all this like incredible technology literally at our fingertips.
It's about bridging that gap.
Yeah.
And saying, look, we have these amazing tools. How can we use them in a way that really empowers individuals?
And build stronger connections, right?
Absolutely. Stronger, more compassionate, you know, support systems.
Well said. So as we like kind of wrap up our deep dive here into, you know, the world of SoundBranch, this voice first technology, what would you say is like the key takeaway for our listeners today?
I think for me, the biggest takeaway is that technology, you know, when it's actually designed and implemented thoughtfully, really thoughtfully,
right,
it has this incredible power to bridge those gaps that we've been talking about,
yeah,
to amplify voices that might otherwise go unheard. And ultimately, I really believe this, to create a more equitable and empathetic world. And I think SoundBranch is just one example of, you know, one powerful step in that direction.
Beautifully put. It leaves me, I don't know about you, but I feel a sense of optimism.
Oh, absolutely.
Like this is hopeful.
It's very hopeful. It's really an invitation to all of us to kind of step back and say, okay, how can we use this human-centered approach to technology to reshape the systems, the very systems that, you know, we interact with every day?
It's a good question.
It is.
And with that, I think we'll leave you all with this thought.
Okay.
What would it take What would it take to bring that same level of, you know, human connection, that same power of voice to the challenges and systems that you encounter in your everyday life? What would that look like?
It's a question worth exploring.
It is. Until next time, everyone, keep asking those insightful questions and keep diving deep.